It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. How long is your longest relationship? The members of the Philadelphia rock band Dr. Dog have been in a relationship for 20 years, of recording and playing together, that is. Now they're marking the occasion with the release of a new album, Critical Equation. Songwriters Toby Lehman and Scott McMicken are feeling good about the big 2-0.
It's a point of pride for me, for sure.
Yeah, and a point of challenge. You know, it's kind of counterintuitive to think that something you've been doing for 20 years would be humbling or mystifying or confusing or any of those things, but it is.
But their longevity hasn't made them complacent.
I hate this word. I wish there was a better word than underdog, but like feeling like you need to reprove yourself at every single step of the way, even though it's like, oh yeah, it's thousands of people that came specifically to see you. I don't know if that's a Philly thing or the fact that for so long we opened for bands or just did festivals, and it just felt like this thing where it's just like at every step we have to prove our merit or prove our worth or prove that we're legit.
Dr. Dog stopped by to talk about getting out of a rut, the emotional work of band life, and the pressure that comes from the audience. Plus, they played their new song, Buzzing in the Light, in our studios.
I'm not alone in the mystery. I'm not alone in the mystery. I'm not alone.
Not a particularly deep song or, you know, steep with metaphor. Just feeling good about the situation and just being able to enjoy it. Contentedness. Stasis. It's such a positive way to be. Not an easy way to be. Just not easy to get there all the time, but if you can actually get there, it's just good to appreciate it when you can.
Seems to me I'm watching someone else's dream, buzzing in the light. Buzzing in the light of this world.
For so long, we've been able to do whatever we want. You know, we've never had that single or anything like that. We've always just sort of grown incrementally for 20 years. It's just been this slow, like at a grade of like 3-degree angle, just like cruising along. So there's never been any pressure from anybody to like make us do anything. So we've always been in control. So that means that we have to create the pressure to change and to grow and stuff.
Never give up. Go out fighting. Go out fighting.
These aspects of the way you think about the process and things that you take for granted are pretty irrelevant and are pretty self-imposed. There's a lot more to be gained by constantly searching for other ways of thinking about things other than your natural instincts. So I find that all to be pretty challenging in the best way. Yeah, there's a billion ways we've settled into doing things, and those are exactly the things we need to tackle and try to get around. And some of that stuff's purely creative and aesthetic, like, yeah, you know, we don't do disco beats, or, you know, there's certain effects we won't touch. But a lot of it is more like psychological and has a lot more to do with our relationships together and sort of the roles you tend to fall into in the collaborative process.
I think that's always been a strong part of our band, is just the openness for people to talk about the problems and issues. Or if you don't do that, it's just going to feel horrible. You're just going to, everything's going to suffer. And it stinks to do, and it stinks to hear when you're on the other end of it. It's horrible. If you want to be a part of something and make it better, that comes with it. You know, it's like you can't just pretend like everything's fine.
In a collaborative situation, if you don't feel comfortable as yourself and feel trusting of those around you, then the work suffers. So in order to make that better, we had to kind of dig in on one another in a few kind of salty, bittersweet sort of ways. But that's been definitely a big part of the focus in this band at this point in time, is trying to rewrite the script on whatever it is that's gotten us this far.
I can't understand the city, and I don't understand true love, and I've been under false impressions of even where I thought I was. Cause it
creative process is a search unto itself, but then to explore in a more productive and deeper way ultimately applies itself to the songwriting process itself. And so for me, what that amounted to, which was certainly relevant to the batch of tunes that I brought to the table for this album, was scrutinizing myself less and writing faster and allowing myself to do things that maybe for a long time I thought were a joke or a novelty or out of my wheelhouse.
I think that's sort of always been part of our music, even when we were kids, like the precarious nature of everything. You're able to actually see, okay, this isn't just happening to me. Like, this is why it's happening. I know why it's happening because of X, Y, Z. This isn't just being thrust on me out of nowhere. You know, as you get older, you start to see that and you start to see how your decisions and your choices actually do have an impact on you for, you know, the further you go.
My father believed in the power.
Our audiences have always been awesome, you know, like energetic, emotive, and like singing with us, you know, and there's never really been that much of a question of like how our fans feel about our music, generally speaking, you know. All I understand about playing music, even after having played it for so long, is that the main thing that's going on up there is this sense of pressure and your ability to navigate that, either successfully or unsuccessfully, every single night. And sometimes on an unsuccessful night, you're thinking on behalf of the entire audience and you're judging yourself and, you know, you're eating yourself alive up there. Or maybe if it's a better night, you're just feeling the broad sense of this positive energy coming back at you and everything's kind of moving smoothly, you know? I've never been able to grasp and use to my benefit this basic fact that these people are here because they're already on some level sold on what it is you do and are there to support it and are there to experience this thing that's already been a part of their life in this live and visceral kind of way, you know? And for some reason, it's taken a really long time to realize what a benefit that is.
It's a critical equation. It's the mother of the moon. And they're calling for a mixture. A little doom and gloom.
Toby Lehman and Scott McMicken of Philadelphia rock band Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog's new album, Critical Equation, is out now, and they'll be touring the U.S. this summer.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.